The text for our meditation is our gospel lesson, especially these words. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light of life, so that through him all people might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So are you ready for Christmas? All the decorations up at your house? Have you addressed and mailed all your cards and packages? I got to the post office yesterday. Ladies, all the baking done? I know one lady who stays up all night Christmas Eve baking. All of your presents purchased, wrapped? So now, right, it's time to sit back, relax this last week of Advent, and focus on the real reason for the season. Or is your mind kind of whirling this morning, maybe making it difficult to concentrate on the service and the sermon because all that needs to get done before Christmas? Okay, get to your point, Pastor. We got places to go. We got things to do. But ready or not, Christmas is coming. It's time to prepare, to receive the Christ child anew into our heart and home for Christmas and for the new year and forever. The Christ child arrived on that first Christmas, even though the world was not ready to receive him. The people of Israel should have been ready several centuries before. Isaiah had pointed them forward to the coming of the Messiah, as we read before, the one who would clothe them and clothe us with the garments of salvation, the one who would cover us with the robe of his righteousness, covering over all of our sin and guilt, just as he does for us today. But most of the people of that time were looking for a political Messiah, someone who would come and overthrow the Roman rulers, someone who would restore peace and prosperity and greatness for their nation. Instead, they should have been preparing to welcome the promised Savior, the one who would set them free from the powers of sin and death and Satan, the one who would bring to them that peace which the world cannot give. Likewise today, many people are looking for the wrong kind of Savior. But we know, and we can point our friends and our loved ones beyond the frivolity and the artificial light that this world calls Christmas. Point them toward the light of the world, the true light, who came to earth to bring everlasting light and hope and peace for all people. About 30 years after that first Christmas, there arrived on the scene a powerful preacher named John, whose mission was to prepare the way for the ministry of the promised Savior. Many people thought at first that John himself might be the Messiah. So in our gospel lesson, John makes very clear that he is not the centerpiece of God's plan. He is not the light of the world. His mission was to prepare the way for the coming of the one who would be the Messiah. He was to point people to the true light of the world. And that is still our mission today. Yes, John wanted to make sure that no one would be distracted by him and miss the centerpiece of God's plan of salvation. There are many things around us in this season which can easily distract us from focusing on the centerpiece of Christmas, which is God coming in the flesh, coming from heaven to earth in order to share with us and all people the heart of God's love and grace and truth. The Christ for whom Christmas was named came to live with us and to live in us in order to give us an entirely new focus and purpose for our life. Above all, he came to provide for us the way to live with him forever through our faith in what he accomplished for us on that cross where he paid for our sins, what he accomplished for us through his resurrection victory over the power of death. Many of the distractions of this season are not wrong in themselves. They can provide us some pleasant times with our family and friends. It's only when we become so frazzled by our secular preparations and celebrations, or become so consumed by the consumerism of Christmas, that we may miss the main point of Christmas, and thereby lose out on some of the gifts that the Christ child came to bring. His precious gifts center not in the presents that are going to be under our tree, which are soon put away or forgotten. Rather, his gifts center in his presence with us, in our worship, in his word, in our daily life. Blessings that we can treasure in our hearts, not just at Christmas, but in every season of the year and every season of our life. But there's still plenty of time to get ready for Christmas. Time to put first things first in our preparations and priorities. Time to put the Christ child first in our Advent preparations and our Christmas celebration. It's not too late to make sure we don't get so wrapped up in the world's version of Christmas that we miss the centerpiece of Christmas, the true and abiding message that God came to earth to live with us and to share with us and with everyone in the world the heart of his love and forgiveness and saving grace wrapped up in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. It's not too late to maybe make an Advent wreath or a nativity scene the centerpiece of our dining table or our family room the next couple of weeks. Not too late to set aside time for an Advent devotion each morning or evening or at mealtime. Not too late to greet everyone we meet with something like, "Have a blessed Christmas." And it's not too late to give back to God in gratitude a gift that's greater than what we spend on ourselves at Christmas. It was 120 years ago today. A newspaper editor in Dayton, Ohio, missed one of the biggest stories of the 20th century because he wasn't prepared for the significance of the news he heard. Two brothers from Dayton, Orville and Wilbur Wright, had been in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, trying to fly their primitive airplane. On December 17th, 1903, they accomplished what no one had ever done before. They flew a craft that was heavier than air. Overjoyed at their success, they telegraphed their sister in Dayton with these words, "We have flown 120 feet. We'll be home for Christmas." She ran down the street and excitedly handed the telegram to the newspaper editor, and he read it and thanked her. The next day, a small item appeared on a back page of the newspaper, which read, "Former residents to be home for Christmas." He had completely missed the main point. How easily you and I and others can miss the main point of the Christmas story. Maybe because we've heard it so many times, or because we fail to grasp its significance. How easily we can lose sight not just of the centerpiece of Christmas, but of the main point of life. We may miss taking to heart and sharing the message of the angels that the Savior of the world has come. He's come for you. He's come for all of our family and friends. He's come for our neighbors and co-workers and acquaintances, many of whom don't really know what Christmas is all about or what life is all about. But you know. That's why you're here today. Why you'll probably be back on Christmas Eve, maybe accompanied by some family and friends. And some of you will even be here on Christmas Day to celebrate the centerpiece of Christmas. By God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, you get it. You get the main point of Christmas. And you know the main point of life. It's time to make sure that others around you know it too. Because it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds secure and steadfast in Christ Jesus, our newborn Savior, as we follow him and serve him all the days of our life and forevermore. Amen.